Day 1. Don't try to find me. I'll be okay. I'll be better. I love you. There it is. On the whiteboard affixed to the stainless steel fridge, the board where she usually tells me that we're out of milk. Today, though, it's her goodbye note. No, that's impossible. My daughter loves me. It says so in her own handwriting. The rest of her message? That must have some other meaning. I read the lines again, and while I've never been the most imaginative woman, I'm no dummy either. And for the life of me, I can't think of an alternative explanation. My 14-year-old daughter is a runaway. Marley? I shout. Marley! 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 I hurry through the house, yelling all the way. My voice vacillates between tremulous and strident. I'd kill for an aggrieved, "What?" in reply. But there's nothing. She's a normal teenager, i.e. moody, maybe, but not depressed. She doesn't use drugs. She reads. She talks to us. Enough. Normal teenagers don't run away. Ergo, she didn't run away. I return to the kitchen, to the grocery bag I abandoned. I steady my hand as I put the yogurt she likes in the refrigerator. The yogurt she requested yesterday, on that very whiteboard. Is this because I failed to stop at the store yesterday, in a recurring bout of forgetfulness? Or because she's been calling herself fat since we moved here, hence the switch from cookies to yogurt? Could that be it? There's no it. Clearly, the note was Marley's cryptic way of saying she finally made a friend and she won't be home until dinner. No, later than that. We shouldn't wait up. She'll be out having fun. Being okay. Being better. We don't need to try to find her because her new friend's parents will give her a ride home. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Marley's trying on a new persona. She's becoming a practical joker, one whose gags needs some refinements. We'll all laugh about this later. I sit heavily in one of the wooden kitchen chairs and let my hand trail along the top of the table. It's made of reclaimed wood from some other old farmhouse, and time and oxidation have given it a beautiful coppery patina. It was a splurge for our new life in our own restored farmhouse. We've only been in that life for 5 months, and now, it seems, Marley wants out. No, she doesn't. Remember how much she liked the idea of moving inland to a small California college town from the suburbs of San Francisco? The idea, not the reality. I dial her cell phone and jump. It's ringing a few feet from me, resting on top of the refrigerator. My stomach free falls. Marley loves her iPhone. It's her faithful pet, her most loyal companion, especially since the move. I've gone into voicemail. This is Mom, I find myself saying, my voice rattling like wind through a pane. I came home and saw your note. I hope you're playing a joke. Not that you've ever been a practical joker, but you have to start somewhere, right? I can see her rolling her eyes as she listens. Not that she's listening. Come home, Marley. We love you. Her iPhone is here. I need to figure out what that means. Maybe she was turning it in as she resigned from the family, the way a retired cop would turn in his badge. Or maybe someone took her. Someone who forced her to write that note and made her leave the phone behind? Both those explanations are intolerable. There must be another. I approach the phone slowly, like it might detonate at any second. That's how it feels, like something cataclysmic is underway. With trembling fingers, I go online. I can't do it from my phone. It's not smart like Marley's. On the high school website, I check her attendance for the day. She didn't make it to a single class, even though I dropped her off in front of the school before first period, same as always. My head tips forward, and my hair, heavy and long and chestnut, same as Marley's, wisps against my cheeks. She looks like I did at that age. She's me. And she's gone.